Alec, we're here in your office in the really beautifully renovated Browns facility. Let's talk about that renovation, the thinking behind it, and how it all came together.
One of the first meetings I had with Jimmy and Joe, we talked about culture. We talked about what kind of organization we wanted to have. And Joe said, you know, I want a place that's energetic and light. And if we're going to do this and get people here, let's transform the experience for our employees. And then it just came together. But what I would say to you, Vic, is there are very few owners in the NFL who would invest in a practice facility as one of their first actions. You know, most will say, I'll invest in a stadium renovation if there's kind of a payback for it. Or, you know, I'll invest in a player, a free agent, because I see that on the field. He invested in culture right off the bat, and we thought that was great.
The improvements and the enhancements don't end with this building, of course. Out on the field, which, of course, is set up for training camp, you have tremendous enhancements there. Again, using the same space, you've transformed camp into a better experience for fans.
I give a lot of credit to Joe Banner on this as well. I think his vision, and then ultimately my vision and Jimmy's, is that if we can make things feel different initially, over time they will become different. And so some of the first things we did are more visual, like training camp or our offices, but then the players notice it. They know we're invested. The fans notice it. They know we're invested. And then over time, as an organization, we just get better. We become the organization that we look like.
And I think the fans made such a statement last Sunday by coming out in records, not record numbers, almost 4,500 of them here. And let's face it, Alec, this football team's won 9 games in the last couple of years. But really, they're buying into, it seems, what has been put here as an organization of hope, promise, vision, a plan.
Right, and it's not the first time that people have tried to sell it. So that's why I think it's even more amazing that we had a record turnout on Sunday. We think some of it's enhancements, like you talked about, the food trucks and the better kids areas and getting our fans closer to the field. Some of it is our head coach who goes over to the fans every practice and brings someone out. He brought someone out to talk to Jim Brown and him, and imagine the thrill for a fan of the Cleveland Browns to get to do that. But you're right. I mean, ultimately, the fans here are the best fans because they've been the most patient and the most loyal, and that'll make us work harder as an organization.
Alec, so much of this seems to really be emanating from communicating with the fans, not just talking with them, but more importantly, listening to them.
Yeah, I think it's important. I don't think you, especially for me, coming from another city and another team, I think it'd be artificial for me to say, well, I understand the Cleveland Browns fans. And so we have to listen. We send out surveys. We're on social media. I received a tweet from a fan recently, and he said, you know, why do you have this policy in effect? And I'll be honest, I didn't know about the policy we had. It was kind of a small policy. And I said, you know, that's a really good question. And I checked with our people here, and they said, well, this is why, but maybe we should just change it. We've always done it that way. So we changed it, and I got back to the fan. I said, we changed it, and he couldn't believe it. I think he was just happy that we responded, but his idea was a great idea. We fixed it. It'll actually benefit a lot of our other fans. These are amazing tools that we didn't used to have, and we could guess what might work. Now people tell us, you know, this is what we like about your experience. This is what we don't like.
And this is a constant conversation with the fans, and you're taking it to the point of a town hall program, which of course will be on WKYC Channel 3 airing Thursday at 8 p.m. You, Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner, Rob Schadzinski getting together with Jim Donovan moderating, and you're going to take questions from fans. You're going to really listen to and engage with them. Why is that important?
Vic, this is another example of where I think Jimmy is pretty amazing. We were at an NFL meeting, and they had a fan forum for the commissioner and the other owners of the NFL. And Jimmy turned to me and Joe, and he said, we should do something like that. And if the owner's not on board, or the head coach doesn't want to do it, or the CEO of the organization doesn't want to do it, you're not doing a town hall. It's pretty amazing to me we could get all of those people and get all those people in a room and have them interact directly with fans. And that's cool. I don't know how many NFL teams have done this, where they had the owner, the head coach, the CEO, everyone, the GM, in a room, take direct questions from fans, and then share it with everyone. I think the luxury of feeling like you're on one side and everyone else is on the other, those days are behind us.